RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you know someone who smokes and you know you want them to quit so badly, and as my husband does, and he knows he wants to quit too, but it's so difficult. It is absolutely so difficult. But we're going to give you some good, real, usable ways to try and quit and to try and break that habit. My guest is Bill Blatt. He's the director of tobacco programs at the American Lung Association National Office in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, Bill. First thing I want to ask you is, what can a friend or family member do to help someone quit smoking? Because nagging does not work. Waving your hand in front of your face when the person comes in from outside and you get that second hand and third hand on their clothes does not work. What works? What are we supposed to do?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that a friend or family member needs to be supportive. And what you said about not nagging is absolutely key. I think just about every smoker in the United States nowadays knows they need to quit. And you know, we know at least 70% will try and quit in any given year. So I think to tell someone that, you know, you're there to support them, that when they're ready to make an attempt, you know, you're there to help them, and just keep a very positive kind of supportive message the whole way through. Don't bring it up every day, you know, but maybe bring it up once a month and say, are you ready to try? You know, I'm here to help, and then work with the person through their quit attempt.
And what about the people who try to quit and they know they want to quit and then they relapse?
Well, I think the biggest thing people need to know is that's absolutely normal. Almost no smoker quits for good on the first try. And so I think a lot of people get discouraged. You know, they think, well, I've tried and I wasn't able to. And so they get kind of down on themselves. At the American Lung Association, we really try and turn that around. And we say, you know, think about that. Tell me about that time when you tried to quit. You know, how did it go? And they'll say, well, you know, I was smoke-free for a week. You know, but that was it. And we'll say, well, that was a week. That was great. You know, and so let's talk about what worked, what helped you during that week, and then what didn't work, and what do you want to do differently? And so we'll say, think of that as a practice quit. And once you've had a couple practice quits, you're going to get better and better, and eventually you'll find the right combination of techniques that will help you be able to quit for good.
I think that's the key message right here, Bill, is combination. My husband tried some kind of a therapy, laser therapy, and mm-hmm. that didn't work. And then he tried Chantix. Now, Chantix, I know my sister, her husband, and two other people that were two pack-a-dayers and three, and they went on Chantix and quit and completely quit. It didn't work for my husband. Was his dose just not enough? He got freaked out and shaky. What do you think about some of those products out there?
Well, you know, there are 7 FDA-approved medications to help people quit smoking, and Chantix is one of them. Chantix actually has the highest success rate, the highest quit rate. But that said, you know, every person is different, and so it's not going to be the right medication for everyone. And so for the people it works for, it works great, and they really have an easy time quitting. But for some folks like your husband, you know, it's just not right. It's not the right fit for their physiology or their chemistry, or we don't quite know why. But that doesn't mean he can't quit. It just means that Chantix isn't the right medication for him as he tries to quit.
So are any of those other medications different chemicals? What do you think about the gums and the patches and the things?
Well, so 5 of those medications are all nicotine replacement therapies. So that's the gum, the patch, lozenge, inhaler, nasal spray. And so that's, you know, as you're quitting, you know, your body is craving the nicotine. And so that's a way you can get a little bit of nicotine that kind of dulls that craving a little bit, but not the full dose that is keeping, you know, maintaining the addiction that you would have if you were actually smoking. So those can be very effective, but, you know, we say for folks it's important to use the medication right, to use enough of it, and to use it for long enough. Those are the biggest mistakes we see.
Yeah, because people tend to use the gums and the little mints and things just when they're on a long car ride or on an airplane or something like that. They don't seem to be using them to actually quit. They just use them as a temporary fix when they can't smoke. So
yeah,
what do you want?
A bridge product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a bridge product. So what do you want them to do to see if something like Chantix? These are expensive products, and so if they don't work, the person just chucks it, and it's $70 worth of medication.
Well, I think the first thing we want folks to do is realize there's no magic bullet. If you're just doing one thing, like just taking Chantix or just chewing the gum, that's probably not going to be enough. You know, you need to think about doing multiple things at once. And so when we work with someone, you know, we'll help them create a quit plan. And we'll say, you know, think about the places you smoke, the triggers that make you want to smoke. You know, how are you going to address those things? So if you smoke when you have a bad day at work and you go outside and you're feeling really stressed and so you have a cigarette, you're probably still going to have a bad day at work from time to time. So what's your plan? What are you going to do differently that isn't having a cigarette to get you through that situation? And so that's one component. And then at the same time, maybe they're using the gum, you know, and at the same time, maybe they're doing some relaxation exercises and all kinds of things like that. So it needs to be a combination of things. And if you can do planning ahead of time, you'll have a much better time, much better ability to overcome that situation when it comes up.
Okay, well, that's good advice. Now, so what do you think is like the perfect combination? If you're going to take Chantix, do you think people should go into therapy, see a counselor? You mentioned relaxation exercises. Are there quit smoking specific exercises you like people to think about?
Well, I'll say the perfect combination is the one that works for you.
Yeah, okay. I knew you were going to say that. I probably shouldn't have asked that question.
You know, in general, we would say think about using some form of medication. I can't say that one medication is better than another. You know, it really depends on the individual. So, you know, figure out kind of what works for you. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist. At the same time, we would recommend some form of counseling. So that could be face-to-face or by telephone or one of the online programs. We have one. There are others out there. And then think about, you know, other things to support your quit. So that might be, you know, taking some walks during the day instead of having cigarette breaks or, you know, again, taking a stress management course or things like that. You know, maybe changing your eating habits a little bit. These are all things that we know can help people as they're trying to overcome their addiction and finally become smoke-free for good.
Well, that's really, I think, the most important aspect of it. And tell us what happens if you relapse. How do you talk that person out of feeling like you said it's normal, you said all of that stuff, but then they kind of throw up their hands and say, forget it. I just can't deal with this right now.
Well, there's a couple of different situations where we might be talking to someone. First thing is, a slip is different from a relapse. So a slip is someone who's trying to quit, you know, something strange happens, something comes up, and they have a cigarette. That doesn't mean they've relapsed. We want to say that, you know, you had one cigarette, okay, that was a mistake, we'll deal with that, but that doesn't mean you should pick up a pack and keep on smoking. You can still continue your quit attempt, and if you keep going, and as long as you keep at it and keep trying, you can still quit for good. Relapse is when someone does pick up that whole pack again, and so for those folks, we say, okay, well, maybe this, you know, maybe this was another practice quit. But again, let's look at what helped you, what didn't, and what we'll do differently. And we really need to work with them to make sure they realize that they still have the ability to quit for good. You know, there are more ex-smokers than current smokers in the United States now. And that's a huge thing. You know, if all these people have quit smoking, that means your husband and many others can quit as well.
Now, what about replacements? So there's e-cigarettes. People say, okay, I'm going to smoke cigars instead. Or all of these kinds of replacements for the behavioral aspect of smoking, which is a huge portion of it.
It is, absolutely. So, you know, smoking cigars or using e-cigarettes, we feel is really not a healthy substitute to do for this. So we would really encourage folks to do other things. You know, the behavioral component, that's where it comes into, you know, what do you do? If you smoke on every break at work, or if you smoke when you have your coffee in the morning, you know, change those behavioral patterns so you're doing something else and swap out that behavior with something healthy. Have tea instead of coffee, take a walk instead of having a smoke break. Even something like singing in the car instead of having a cigarette, that can be enough to occupy you and make it so you can't actually have a cigarette during that time, and maybe so you're not thinking about having a cigarette quite so much.
Singing in the car. Okay, Bill, I'm going to tell my husband that's what he's going to do. On our long car rides, he will absolutely laugh in my face. But, I mean, all of these are really good bits of advice, and you mentioned about e-cigarettes, and so it's not really a good replacement, although you're not getting the tar, really. We only have about 30 seconds left here. So give your best advice for this new year, coming new year, resolution, quitting smoking, what you want people to know.
I want every tobacco user to realize they can quit for good. They don't need to do it alone. There's a lot of help available. Call the American Lung Association. Call your local health department. But above all, you can quit. Just keep trying. Take advantage of help, and you will be able to quit for good.
Absolutely, and you can always contact the American Lung Association and find out more ways to quit smoking. If you love somebody, you can convince them to quit. As I've said, nagging does not work, but it does keep it top of the mind, and since I can't help it and I nag anyway, I'm going to keep doing that, but I am going to use some of these things that Bill described, and we're going to try it again here in my household. Let me know if you try it in yours. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.